ओम शांति,
ओम शांति, ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग काका, गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग,
गोल्डन मॉर्निंग, नॉट जस्ट गुड मॉर्निंग, we're going to the golden age, and so at this time we're in the diamond morning.
हमारे लिए भी संगम युग पर एक एक घड़ी एक एक मिनट.
For us now at the confluence age, every moment, every minute is very valuable. Time is very valuable.
जिसको समय की वैल्यू है ना,
those who value time
को समझता जाता है,
understand the value of themselves.
भगवान हमको और हमारे को स्वयं की हमारी वैल्यू बढ़ाता जा रहा है.
God is increasing our own value.
कहते ध्यान रखो अपने ऊपर.
He says, pay attention to yourself.
कुछ नहीं कहता है.
He doesn't say anything else.
टेंशन फ्री रहो.
Remain tension free.
सर ए आगे रखो तो टेंशन.
Place A in front of tension and you have attention and everything becomes easy.
टेंशन से सब मुश्किल है.
With tension everything feels difficult.
शब्द आएगा difficult. Difficulty में टेंशन, टेंशन में difficulty.
In difficulty there's tension. When there's tension there's difficulty.
But attention में.
But when there's attention, there's no problem.
जिसका स्वयं पर attention है.
Those who have attention on themselves.
भगवान का भी उस पर ध्यान है.
God also focuses on that one.
ये हमारा प्यारा जो slogan लिखते हैं ना.
One of the slogans written in the training center. That I saw it in Jaipur a few years ago, but it's also put up there in the training center now. A new house was built, someone's house, and in there they put up a... That they wanted Daddy to go and stay in their home. The slogan was, those who look after God, God looks after them. Means those who focus on God, then God will look after them. That same slogan has been written everywhere.
जो भगवान का ध्यान रखते हैं, भगवान को ध्यान में रखते हैं.
Means if you keep God in your attention, God will look after you.
हर बात में भगवान मेरा है, वो ध्यान में बात है.
To have that in your awareness that God is mine in every situation. And then God says that, yes, this one is dependent on me in every situation. He doesn't have anyone else. Their intellect isn't pulled anywhere else. They feel, I can't get anything from anywhere else except just from the Father. And so there is that intoxication.
Automatic.
The intellect is pulled where there is attainment. So we don't need to make effort to focus on God, but the attainment we have from Him, that pulls us to Him. Today, that is saying she's going to give us a lot of love. Normally, she uses a stern.
मधुबन में 7 बजे भी एक्यूलेट नहीं आते हैं भाई.
She uses this stern finger. So here, all of you come for class by 6:30. In Madhuban, the Murali begins at 7, and even then, people walk in just after. So that he says, all of you are very good that you're here by 6:30. You come from so far. Those people staying in Madhuban and still they don't make it there by 7 o'clock. They come slowly, one by one, one by one. But here you come from such far places and still you're here by
6:30.
This is a sign of love for the Father, showing regard to Him. Regard for the teacher, and so He gives you so much love in return. Every day I come to class, I see Brahma Baba in front of me, because he would say, I would go to say good morning to Baba, and Baba would say, child, go to class, and I'm coming, bringing Shri Baba with me. And Baba himself would also be so punctual.
My mama be time for punctual.
Mama also was very punctual. A good student is one who is very punctual, and you receive marks on this. Also not to be absent. And those who are a little bit upset become absent. But this is where you accumulate marks. Your attendance, your punctuality, accuracy. Let me make sure that I'm not doing anything where all my marks are cut away. This is why Baba says, children, stay in the world, but remain tension-free.
Okay?
Brother, that is asking you to remain tension-free in the front. Is that possible? That is saying a very good brother of mine. You are Daddy's brother, aren't you? Brother from Oxford, from Mexico. Such a brother, such a sister, that you can go ahead of all the rest of us from here. All the others may have been following this path for 25 years, 20 years, 10 years, but you have just come and you can go fast ahead. What do you want? What do you need? What does anyone need? Whatever there is in the world, it is nothing but falsehood. It's perishable things. They're here today, they could be destroyed tomorrow. Even now, they could not be here anymore. If I think that those things are mine, many others will say that, no, it's theirs. Why should I say all of these things are mine? This is a sovereignty. My hands totally free. The feeling in my heart is I have everything. With two virtues, you're able to say you have everything. Contentment, where you have contentment, the feeling is you have everything. The feeling is I don't want anything anymore. Come to Madhuban, see Baba sitting in the hut.
Baba ne khud kutwa banwai thi. Banai thi.
Baba himself had the hut built. And sitting in the hut, Baba did so much service.
Kitni atmaon ko shanti ki shakti Bhagwan se dilayi hongi.
He enabled so many souls to receive the power of peace from God while sitting in the hut. If you go and sit in the hut, you receive so much power. It's there that Baba would sit and write the letters. Baba didn't write the letters from the office. He would. Baba never sat at the table and chair and on the chair to write the letters. The evening that Baba became avyakt, that morning he had written 40 letters.
40 patron ka jawab Baba ne likha. Us din ka bhi likha hua patr mere paas tha.
I had a letter that Baba had written on that day. So much love the father has for the children.
Thoda andaaza to lagaye.
Just think about it.
Sare chakkar ke andar.
In the whole cycle.
Anek prakar.
With the body has taken so many births, it's received so many fathers, however many births, that many fathers, and we didn't take a birth without a father. It's only when the mother and father are there that they give birth to children. But the father up above, to have such a father, the father who belongs to everyone, but he says to me, I am your father. And he says this to me personally. And I say, I belong to you too. Today those who were sitting there for Amritvela, I wanted to ask them, Baba is giving so much love. He knows that my children have been deceived by Maya so much. Superficially, Maya gave so much love, but internally she deceived you. She made you false. But Baba is giving love to the children and wants them to become true, because God Himself is the truth. So let me have this much in my intellect. God alone. Yes, His creation is Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, the Trinity. Those three are His children. But the father of this creation is the Creator. By keeping these things in your mind, churning these things, you're able to understand them very clearly. Let me just understand myself to be His child. Yes, I may be mature and grown up in that sense with big organs, but still I am a child of God. Would I say that I am a 70-year-old Brahma Kumari? No, I am still a child of God. Who has that intoxication of being a child? As my Baba is the innocent Lord, I am also the innocent child. I am not very intellectual, who uses my intellect so much. People use their intellect so much, they experience no peace at all. But let my intellect be completely peaceful, quiet and calm, knowing that I am His child. He is the remover of sorrow, the bestower of peace. He is my father. So I am seeing what He is doing. Doesn't matter how much sorrow a soul is experiencing, how peaceless that soul may be, but Baba gives them so much love and peace. Such is my father. What is he teaching me? The world doesn't know that. The pandits, the scholars, they don't know that. The religious founders don't know these things. But the father says, I am telling you those things. He explains to us the beginning, middle and end of the whole world. He says, you are my children, aren't you? You souls were also so good at the beginning. When you came from the home at the beginning of the cycle, you were so good. The soul was pure, clean, satopradhan, completely pure. As you came into the cycle, your degrees of purity reduced. The copper age came, you did worshipping. But still, Maya, Ravan, the five vices, anger, greed, ego, attachment, all of these things trapped you. You understand that these five vices are Maya, Ravan, and they cause you so much sorrow, but still, because you're influenced, you can't do anything. When I first came to London, the picture that was put up in the room, as soon as you entered the room, was the picture of Kumbhkaran, the sleeping giant, and the Brahma Kumaris are pouring the urn of knowledge in his ear, and still he's sleeping and doesn't awaken. In India, when they have the exhibitions, they definitely have the sleeping giant. So it doesn't matter how much you do, what you do to awaken that giant, he just doesn't wake up. So Ravan, the enemy, is also saying, go to sleep, there's still a little time left. The father says, awaken, and Ravan puts you to sleep. If you awaken, you'll awaken others.
Before,
Everyone used to be troubled by me in the early days because I would awaken and I'd want everyone else to wake up. So I'd awaken them and they'd say, she herself gets up and so she wants everyone else to get up also. Those who want to sleep, they'll tell others to go to sleep also. They'll say, it's not time to wake up yet. And we don't have to do anything else. We just have to awaken. Why? If we awaken, then God will say,
और मनुष्यों की आंखें ये जो है ना सो दुनिया को देखने के लिए अपने को देखने है नहीं
the darkness in the world there is darkness in the world people have eyes to see the world but they don't have eyes to see and look at themselves because the third eye is closed the eye to look at the self the third eye is closed but yes they have eyes to look at the world outside they'll look at the television the newspapers they have eyes to do all of these things
bab kehte hai bacche
but the father says
antarmukhi ban
become introverted
main tumhare antarmukhi bano ya ye aankh khulegi to antarmukhi banenge
If the third eye opens, then you'll be able to become introverted. Then focus on him. First go inside and then focus on him. And you'll enjoy yourself a lot. Something very simple, just to go inside. Eyes are open. In the beginning when we started yoga, Baba told us, children, sit with your eyes open. And we said, Baba, if we sit with open eyes, then we kind of tend to look around. But Baba said, if you keep your eyes closed, then your intellect will wander in other directions. See how the eyes of the deities are open. Even Shankar, the deity, doing tapasya, also has open eyes. And in their eyes you see mercy, compassion, love and honesty. So this is what others receive. Whatever is inside them, the deities, this is what others receive when they come in front of them through their eyes. If there's something mixed inside, then that's also visible through the eyes. Whether I'm happy or not happy, it's a matter of happiness inside, but still it's visible through the eyes. This is why Baba says, look at yourself inside. Go deep inside the self and look at yourself. The song we had in the Murli a couple of days ago, oh soul, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. See how many sins you have committed. See how much charity you have accumulated. You've performed only a little bit of charity, but you want everyone to know about it. And you're hiding the sins you have committed. So Baba says, Hey soul, I am the benevolent one. You have become my child and so you and I will make you into a world benefactor. Nothing less. Just understand what are the sins I have committed, what is the charity I have done. Remember me in such a way that the past becomes the past and the feeling that, God, I did those things wrong. And God says, okay, out of body consciousness, you did that. But now belong to me and I will destroy all your sins. So God does three things. God, the bestower of fortune, He does three things. Just be honest. Just be an honest and obedient child of mine. Sit being truthful and obedient.
Shanti. अंतर मन में ज्योति जगा लो, होगा दूर अंधेरा।
ये भी जो बाबा ने बीच में सैलेस में बैठने का नियम बना के दिया है ना,
बाबा हैज क्रिएटेड दिस डिसिप्लिन ऑफ सिटिंग इन साइलेंस इन बिटवीन, दैट हैज बेनिफिटेड अस अ लॉट। ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल एट 7, ऑल द टाइम्स द ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल दैट वी हैव,
ट्रैफिक कंट्रोल का है अभी तो हर घंटे का साइलेंस में बैठने का।
Now there's a sitting in silence every hour. Previously it was just three or four times in the day, but now
अभी तो हर घंटे।
Every hour.
दो तीन मिनट भी साइलेंस में जाने से।
By going into silence for even 2-3 minutes,
अंदर साइलेंस में रहने की आदत ही बनते हैं।
You develop the habit of staying in silence inside.
Negative व्यर्थ
And then the negative and wasteful finishes.
Positive, pure, powerful sankalp paida hone, adat ho jate hain.
And you develop the habit of creating simple pure, hai. Positive, powerful thoughts.
Tabhi hum bata rahi thi, teen baaton ki Baba humko madad karta hai.
Baba does three things for us and helps us in this way.
Ek to samjhati.
He gave us the understanding.
Bache, tumne itne paap kyun kiye, main samajhta hun.
Child, I understand why you committed so many sins and you've done that for so many births. The soul is carrying the burden of those sins and it's become dirty. For that, stay in such powerful remembrance and create such an intense fire of lagan. Such a fire of love that Baba takes the responsibility of absolving our sins. He says, you've committed those sins, but I will help you to become free of that. And you, the soul, will become peaceful and free. And then the sins you have committed in this birth. In Karachi, Baba had told us, write down the your life story, everything you've done in the books. So then Baba said, don't write, but realize what are the sins you have committed in this birth. And then promise Baba that you won't commit those sins again. Of the previous births, Baba will help us destroy them. Of this birth, Baba will help us to... Baba will forgive this. So first I have to ask Baba forgiveness and then he will ask, forgive us. And thirdly, the things that we are doing now, the sacrificial fire has been created for us to study and serve. So he's giving us teachings, this is what you should do, and then he also gives us the power of doing that. So I'm speaking from my experience of how Baba does these three things together, helping us absolve the sins of the past, forgiving us the sins of the present birth, and helping us to perform elevated actions. Whatever we have done in this present birth, if we haven't had that realization and asked for forgiveness, then we're not able to do righteous actions. Then we're doing actions, but there isn't that greatness, that nobility in those actions. This is a deep philosophy of action. To consider yourself to be a soul is like giving sight to those who are blind. To consider God to be the mother, father, teacher, Satguru, it removes the darkness, you're able to see your way home and you understand what you now have to do. You've found the companion now. Previously we were in the jail, doing what the world expected us to do, doing what our desires were expecting us to do. But now Baba has liberated us from that jail. So how much thanks should I give to God? He says, just remember me. And then he says, he gives three things. He gives us directions, he gives us Srimad, the elevated directions, and third, he gives us signals. Directions are very clear. Baba tells us what you have to do. You don't need to ask anyone else. Baba says, I'll tell you what you have to do. I'm telling you for your benefit, so don't be confused, don't be afraid. I'll tell you. It's very simple. There's no need to go to the lawyers and the solicitors. For lokic things, some worldly things, they say we have to go to the court for this, and we have to get a lawyer for this, but no, God, the intellect of the wise is sitting here, and so I don't need to do. But let me realize, I am with him. He is the truth and He makes me truthful. The judgment that He gives, because He is the Supreme Judge, cannot be is the Supreme Soul and the Supreme Judge, the one who belongs to everyone. So if I have even this in my awareness, Baba says a child of a judge would have lots of intoxication, that is the child of a judge. But imagine if the child of a judge did something wrong. The judge would free others, and he can wait to give the judgment. But if his own child does something, then he'll make sure that the child gets the punishment first. So these are the moments of remaining cautious and not making effort just for namesake. You can't be superficial in this, because He is watching everything. He knows everything. Such is my father. I don't need to think about anyone else, about what they are doing. Why should you think about them? You just think about your own self. He gives such clear teachings. Hey soul, be your own friend. Previously, we are don't be an enemy for yourself. Don't do anything wrong. But instead, become your own friend, because I am your friend. Then when I have friendship with Him, just see how wonderful that is. His friendship is truly wonderful. Then He is bound to look after me. Because we are all together learning at the same time, being cautious also. We don't have anything else in our heart or in our thoughts. So now listen to the Murli with this attention. Generally in Madhuban, we have the class first and then Murli. But here you've given me permission to speak the class first and then to listen to the Murli. So we hear the elevated versions, but then what is it that we have to do? So we're listening to His versions so that we know what we have to do. In the worldly study, you earn an income after you finished your studies. But here, we earn an income at the same time as our study. You're also removing all the debts that there were and also accumulating for the future. So is this type of income you're having? You're removing all the debts and earning something for the future and becoming healthy, wealthy and happy. Isn't that right? A guarantee that if everything works out fine for us, it will be okay for everyone else in the world also. Who believes that yes, the world will be benefited also? If I benefit, the world will benefit also. So who believes this? Sweet children, your light has now been ignited. For the light to be ignited means to experience the omens of Jupiter. By having the omens of Jupiter, you become the masters of the world. With the omens of Jupiter, everything works out fine.
हर घर की विशेषता क्या होंगी.
What would be what will be the speciality of every home in the golden age, and what has every home become in the iron age? In the golden age, there'll be happiness in every home. The light of everyone will be lit. In the iron age, in every home, there is sorrow and worry. In Hindi, it's a different word for sorrow, but that is saying there's difference in these two. Deep suffering, I think, from inside. That's why Baba says, you're becoming the emperors of the carefree land where there is no sorrow. Sorrow.
बाप आए हैं सबकी जो जगह ने जैसे घर घर में अगम
इन एवरी होम देयर इज एवरी होम देयर इज डार्कनेस द लाइट ऑफ द सोल हैज एक्सटिंग्विश्ड सो द फादर हैज कम टू लाइट एवरीवन्स लाइट विद हिज लाइट With his light, he has come to ignite everyone's light. Whose light has been lit? With his light, he awakens all the other lights. Baba is lighting the lamp, but make sure that you pour in the ghee, the butter, so that oil, so that it remains lit. In this way, there'll be Diwali in every home. The song, Mother, O Mother, you are the bestower of fortune. Children heard praise of the mother. In fact, there is praise of only the one. Who is the one who has made this mother into the world mother? The one who gives birth to that one is someone else. Who gave birth to the mother? He would say, the purifier, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiva, gave birth to him, to the mother. But still there is praise of just the one ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiva Baba. He sits and tells the children the secrets of himself, the beginning, middle and end of his creation, and of making the impure ones pure, of how the impure ones have to be made pure. He explains those secrets. So your children have understood that at this time it is the impure kingdom, which is called the kingdom of Ravan, the devil. Now there is Dashera, the celebration festival of burning Ravan. It's been explained to you that all of these are festivals of blind faith. There is no one like Ravan.
Gopi ka hai. Mere bhai ko ye thodi baatein suna dena muli ke baad. Ravan kya, Dasara kya, ye kya.
That is saying to explain to the brother and sister from Mexico all these things about the festivals and Ravan.
Lanka Silan ko kaha jata hai.
They say that there was Lanka. But that is in Ceylon, and they say that a bridge was built there. But these are all told stories. It's not really like that. They say that there was the Ravan, the devil with 10 heads, and that he used to be in Lanka. So his effigy should be burnt only in Lanka. But in fact, there is a system of burning Ravan in Bharat. They don't burn Ravan's effigy anywhere else. It's only here that they write these things in the papers. The king of Mysore celebrates this festival, the greatest, the most. Perhaps he has so much love for that story of Ravan. I've seen how they celebrate that. It's the children's duty to explain these things. An effigy is made of an enemy and burnt.
effigy banakar chalate the.
Earlier they used to make an effigy of Hitler and burn it.
Ab Ravan kiska dushman tha?
People have enemies anyway, but whose enemy was Ravan? The devil. He was the enemy of the people of Bharat. But an enemy is burnt only once. There isn't anyone whose effigy you would burn every year. You make an effigy once and you burn it and that's it, but you don't do that every year. So who is this Ravan whose effigy is burnt every year? They make the effigy of Ravan with the 10 heads and burn it every year. So since when has he become your enemy that he doesn't even die now? Will he eventually die or will he remain here all the time? You children know that Bharat was pure and Ravan then made Bharat impure. Now it is the kingdom of Ravan. If he was the king of Lanka, then there must have been a queen also. But you wouldn't believe these things. What is Ravan? Is he still alive? People don't understand anything. Yes, he is alive and yet people create his effigy and burn it. If it's been burnt once, then what happens? But people burn it every year. The Dashera will be coming in a couple of months. People burn him every year. So your children should explain. You should explain to the heads of the committee, especially those who celebrate this a lot, like the king of Mysore, and they call the foreigners also to come and see this festival. They think that perhaps it had happened like that, but it hasn't happened like that. They've just created a play like that, a drama. People make a play of Ravan. And so you have to explain about Ravan. This is something very important. You are now sitting in the kingdom of Ravan. The impure world is said to be the kingdom of Ravan. Who created such a world? It's Ravan who's made it. Now, the secrets of the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan has been explained to you. The 5 vices are Ravan. Ravan is not anything else. Yes, it's Ravan's kingdom on the world, but look inside. Is Ravan ruling me? Have I burnt the Ravan inside me? The 5 vices. You've understood that it's now the kingdom of Ravan in Bharat. It is in Bharat that people celebrate Dashera, the festival of Ravan, burning Ravan, and Deepmala, the festival of lights. If Ravan is still alive, it means this is the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan is the one who makes you impure. You know that at this time, it's the 5 vices that are omnipresent. They are called Ravan. Lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment. These 5 vices are omnipresent. Is there any corner in the world where the 5 vices don't exist? England, America, even in India, there isn't a corner anywhere that's free from the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan makes everyone impure. You know that at this time the 5 vices are omnipresent and they are called Ravan. Previously, you used to have the picture of Ravan at the time of the Dashera. You have to write the date and the time on that, that at this time the impure are being destroyed and the pure ones being established. Once you become pure, the Ravan's community will be burnt. Then Ravan will be finished. In the golden age, then you won't need to create an effigy of Ravan because everyone will have become pure. When the soul had the strength of purity, then it was an ignited lamp. Just imagine how beautiful the faces would be because the strength of being completely pure. When the soul became impure, the lamp was extinguished. It's the soul that has become impure and it doesn't have the strength to fly. The soul has become iron-aged with the five vices. This has to be explained. It's only the one Father who awakens the soul. Everyone says that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the form of light will come. But you souls are also the form of light, as well as the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul being the form of light. The light of you souls has become extinguished. Only a little bit remains. When people die, when a person has died, they keep a lamp alight day and night and look after it very carefully. If the oil in it finishes, they pour some more on it. It's the same for souls. The Father comes and awakens, lights everyone's lamp with knowledge. For how long does the lamp remain lit? Those people burn it at night and then continue to pour oil on it. So your light has also awakened now. It's become lit. And then by gradually becoming lit, it will remain a light. It takes 5,000 years for it to be extinguished. And then the Father comes and pours oil on it. The light will become extinguished at the end. You can tell when the light is becoming extinguished or when it's remaining lit. The soul begins to sparkle when the light is lit. And then in the golden age, there will be a light in every home. This is a matter of Bharat. In every home there's darkness, there's no happiness. You know that you are very happy in the golden and silver ages and you were celebrating with happiness. Everyone's light remained lit and then gradually it becomes less and less. At this time it's totally extinguished because the alloy is mixed in the soul. The Father comes and pours the oil of knowledge in the soul through which you become an enlightened, ignited lamp. Your eye of knowledge then opens.
You know that
everything of yours is finished because there are the omens, eclipse of Rahu, the bad omens of
Saturn. How long does it take you
for you to become so ugly? From the beginning, Maya has entered, and then you become so ugly. Now there are the omens of Rahu on you.
These are the strongest omens. And then there will be the omens of Jupiter. You experience the omens of Jupiter in order to become the masters of the world because you are making effort through the Lord of the tree, the seed of the tree, who is your guru, inspiring you to make effort. He is the imperishable guru, who's of the imperishable souls. Those people, they don't become gurus of the souls, they become gurus of the human being. The Father comes and becomes the guru of you souls. The seed of the tree is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You understand that there are now the omens of Jupiter on you, and you will become the masters of heaven. Do you have this happiness that we will become that? We're now experiencing the omens of Jupiter. Brian, you're experiencing this, aren't you? Omens of Jupiter, knowing that you're going to become the masters of heaven. The happiness remains imperishable. It can never go, never disappear. But for that, you need to make effort at this time.
We will become the masters, the emperor and empress of the land of happiness. Each one's effort is their own. This is the Patshala of Rudra. He is the ocean of knowledge. We are studying in his school. God speaks, I am teaching you Raj Yoga. I am the imperishable father of the imperishable souls. Imperishable father of the imperishable souls. One is the physical father and the other is the spiritual father. You have to explain the contrast of both the fathers. When do you find the spiritual father? The one whom all souls remember on the path of devotion. The physical father is perishable, but souls are not perishable. You know that your physical father has been changing every birth. Without a father, a child cannot take birth. Your children have received a very broad intellect, a vast intellect. You can understand from what time you become the ones with two fathers. In the golden age, you just have the one physical father whom you remember. In the golden age, the soul doesn't need to remember the spiritual father. In the golden age, the souls have only one physical father. There, the body that you receive is beautiful and you experience the reward. This is why you don't remember the father there at that time. So you have to explain these things. On the path of devotion, one is the perishable physical father who is different in every birth. Your souls are imperishable and you remember the imperishable father. Every birth, the physical father is different, but you remember the one who is the imperishable father. It's said that the Supreme Father is the one who... The Supreme Father is the father who resides in the Supreme Abode. A physical father can never be called the Supreme Father. It's essential to explain the secret of the two fathers. You also have to explain about the kingdom of Ravan. At this time, the kingdom of Ravan means it's the impure kingdom. You definitely have to tell people about the two fathers. There's the father of souls, and this is why you remember the Paralaukik Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. In every birth, you receive different physical fathers, but yet you still remember the spiritual father. The spiritual father never changes. The father says, truly, you used to remember me, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. So how much longer am I going to remember you? But then do you find that father? You remember him, but do you come to meet him? You now know that when it is the end of devotion, the father comes to give the devotees the fruit of their devotion. The father has explained, I give all the devotees liberation and liberation in life. You know that in the golden age there is just the one religion, and that is said to be oneness. It said that they say everyone should unite and become one. However, all religions cannot become one. When there is just the one kingdom, then there is purity, happiness and peace. In Bharat, there definitely was the kingdom of Ravan. Now it is the kingdom of Ravan. This is why people continue to burn the effigy of Ravan. So by explaining the secrets of the two fathers, people will be able to understand very quickly. There definitely is the imperishable father. It's only the father who creates the new world. There truly were the deities in the new world. And that same new world then becomes old. How many births you take in the old world? Only you know that. It's not that there should be half of 84 births, that there's 42 births in the old world and 42 births in the new world. No, Baba says, in the beginning, the lifespan of the people of Bharat was 150 years, 125 years, but now it's really 40 to 50 years. So it cannot be half number of births in half the cycle. There has to be the account of 84 births. So the father says, your cycle of 84 births has now come to an end. You don't know this, but I'm explaining to you. Apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, no one else can explain the secrets of 84 births. So many things Baba has explained today, but every day also Baba explains so many things. You hear these things from the Father and you become so happy. And what do you do then? And then you make effort for the new world. You make effort to go there. You understand everything with happiness and then you make effort to go there. Children now have to prove that we are the children of the unlimited Parlokic Father and are claiming our unlimited inheritance from Him. Parlokic, the Father from beyond this world, we are claiming an inheritance from Him. That Father comes here when He has to establish heaven. He is called Heavenly God the Father. When a new home is built, the old home is demolished. It's also written, establishment and destruction. When the establishment is completed, destruction will take place. It's the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who carries out the establishment through this Brahma. Baba has also explained that the resident of the subtle region cannot be called the father of the people. In 1 hour, Baba explains so much. You hear one point and he moves on to the next. You move here, the second point, he moves on to the third. He is explaining so many things, but my intellect has to be so clear that I can understand all those things also. Then sit and go into the depth of those things. He wants everyone to understand everything instantly, but for that my intellect has to be so refined. So let everyone's intellects become so clean so that he continues to explain to us and we make that effort with happiness. That he wants a response that, yes, you're understanding all these things so well. If I do, then others will also do. I like it when the birds fly. One bird flies and all the others fly after it. And there's a beautiful scene then, so she wants to see the same here, that one person starts making effort and everyone else is inspired also. So if we fly with happiness and enthusiasm, then everyone will also fly. Now is not the time to walk because you get tired walking. Now it's time to fly. So now let each one begin to fly. Baba has explained that the resident of the subtle region cannot be called the father of the people because there's no people there. So Prajapita, father of the people, has to be here, but he will become perfect here. I've seen Baba, he's comparing himself with the avyakt one. Whilst being in the corporeal form, he's making effort to remain subtle and being beyond the consciousness of the body. His attention is, I want to become like that one, the one who is without the physical body, corporeal body. So Prajapita Brahma is here and also in the subtle region. The children of Prajapita are also here. At the exhibitions, you have to explain the secrets of the two fathers. Generally, each one has to be explained individually. But how can you explain like this at exhibitions where hundreds of people come? You need solitude to explain to people, but there at the exhibitions there's so much chaos. Here it takes you an hour, hour and a half to explain. There it's difficult to explain in the huge crowds. There are people of so many religions there, and each one will say their own ideas, and no one will sit down quietly to listen to anything. You would tell them that one is the Laukik physical father, the worldly father, and the other is the spiritual father from beyond this world. That one is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is establishing heaven through Brahma, and the destruction of hell is just ahead. There is the great Mahabharata war. Truly, this is Raj Yoga. On the one side, there is the great Mahabharata war. This is the Gita Pathshala where you attain the kingdom. God speaks. Everyone has two fathers. Krishna cannot be called the father of all souls. The Father of all souls, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul says, constantly remember just me alone. Acha.
Ruhani Baap ko namaste. Dhana ke liye mukhya saar. Suyam mein
main essence for dharna, pouring the oil of knowledge into the self, always remain the ignited lamp.
Sadaan jagati jyot rehna hai. Baap ke yaad mein rahe.
Stay in remembrance of the Father and remove the eclipse of Rahu. I have to do this for myself. Stay in remembrance of the Father and remove the eclipse of Rahu, the strongest eclipse. You have the two fathers, the spiritual father and the physical father. So give this recognition to everyone and enable them to claim a right to the unlimited inheritance. So one is for your own individual effort and the other is for service. May you be one who's always free from the spinning of sorrow, being caught up in the many different things of sorrow, and liberate everyone else by being a spinner of the discus of self-realization. The children who are being influenced by their physical organs say that today, they were deceived by their eyes or their mouth or their vision. Deceived by the eyes, deceived by vision, deceived by your mouth, the words you speak. Then to be deceived in this way means to experience sorrow. People of the world say that they didn't want to do that, but they got caught up in this cycle. A cycle of experiencing sorrow. However, the children who are spinners of the discus of self-realization cannot be caught up in any type of deception. In the world outside is a different thing, but my children, Baba says, my children can never be deceived in this way.
Mere bacche nahi aa sakte swadarshan chakkardari bacche kabhi kiske dhokhe mein chakkar mein nahi aa sakte main to dukh ke chakkaron se mukt rehne
They are the ones who remain free from this this cycle of sorrow and liberate others also. They become the masters and enable the physical organs to perform all actions. And the slogan, be seated on the immortal throne and maintain your elevated honor. Maintain your elevated pride and you will never be distressed.
सबको बता दो थोड़ा अच्छा है कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है पुरुषार्थ कैसे करना है दूसरा भी कोई बताने चाहे बता सकता है पर मेरा भाई
Gopi had written an experience and Dadi wants to her to read it. And if anyone else wants to share their experience of effort that they're making, they're welcome. And then Dadi wants the brother and sister from Mexico to come and share their experience.
My brother.
Welcome. Sister, you should go on the stage too.
Om Shanti. आज शाम को आप सबको याद हो 7 बजे यहाँ योग ऑडिटोरियम में.
जैसे चाहे आ सकती है तो आए.
7 बजे ऑडिटोरियम में दादी योग कराएंगी और 7:30 बजे टैलेंट शो रखा है हम सभी अच्छी तरह से
7 o'clock yoga and then 7:30 talent show
के घर में विशेष पब्लिक प्रोग्राम है
tomorrow special public program of दादी जी powerful thinking
आपको बताएंगे थैंक यू
बोलो बहुत अच्छे नसीब वाले हो कैसे आगे सारी क्लास से मिलना हो
you're so fortunate that you've come here and got a chance to meet the whole class.
Om Shanti. This is Brother Juan Carlos and our sweet sister, new sister Adriana. And they are both from Mexico, having been in very close
you
contact
that one.
With the Brahma Kumaris
and
Baba's family there in Mexico. I think, Juan Carlos, you've been to Madhuban in 97. And this is Adriana's first time here into this big unlimited BK family. And they have come from Sweden yesterday, and Juan Carlos was at meditation at 4 o'clock yesterday morning in Oxford and had this thought that he'd like to see Daddy. And it happened. They came last night for class, they met Daddy at 9:30, they went back to Oxford and came back first thing this morning to be with Daddy for Murali and class, and then they're going to go back to Mexico this afternoon. And I'll leave Juan Carlos to give his own introduction of what he does in Mexico and then also share his experience of his time spent with Daddy, being here, what he's taken. And also I'll ask Adriana to share a few words. Is that okay? Yeah.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Respond karo.
Om Shanti. Well, I feel very fortunate to be with you today. And it was not prepared for me. But I will start mentioning that my first contact with Brahma Kumaris, it was also not prepared for me. I remember when I was working for the state government in 97, I was working as advisor in government innovation in the Guanajuato state is the state in the center of the country. The governor was the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox. And the second year of his administration, he organized a big congress with the Gorbachev Foundation. And one of the roundtables was the crisis of the spirit. The organizer of this roundtable invited a representant from Brahma Kumaris, and she was Janti. So the first contact with Brahma Kumaris was with Janti, and her words caused a big impact in the attendees. And during the conversation she had with Governor Fox, she invited him to participate in a big conference in Montabu called the Spirit of the 21st Century. Fortunately, Governor Fox couldn't attend it, and I attended it. I was participating on behalf of the Guanajuato state. I remember, I have wonderful memories of this first contact in India. I remember the meditation on the rock. I remember a very deep conversation with many people from the Brahma Kumaris organization. I met Ken O'Donnell. Maybe some of you know about him. He is the administrator of Brahma Kumaris for South America. And I was in charge of the organization of a international conference in the state about values and principles in the public sector. This topic is not common in government, but this was the perspective and the values and the conviction of Vicente Fox. I invited Ken O'Donnell to Guanajuato State, and he suggested in 98 to participate in an SML in Global Retreat Center in Oxford. Of course, since the first time, I met Daddy Yankee, I met Janti, and I had very deep conversations about these topics. And that's why I have been in contact with Brahma Kumaris. After that, I participated in A Call of the Time in 2003. And after that, we invited Daddy Yankee with some very good friends of us who Adriana and me met for the contact with Brahma Kumaris, Yolanda and Carmen from Mexico. And they organized the Call of the Time in Mérida, where we had the opportunity to have the presence of Daddy Yankee, Janti, Gayatri and Mohini from New York, and Judy Rogers. So we had a commitment in Stockholm, and we decided to spend some days in London first. We decided to go to Oxford, and we couldn't attend the session with Daddy Yankee in Oxford. And we were very sad to hear that she was in Oxford. And suddenly yesterday, when we was driving to the downtown in Oxford, someone called our friend Al, and he mentioned that Daddy Yankee was having a session yesterday at night, and we were invited. So we feel very fortunate. We had a conversation with Daddy Yankee, and she invited us to be with you today. In perspective for the future, I think that, this is a special message for me, because I confirm that I have a mission in politics, in the public sector, and in the promotion of this kind of concepts and values in the public sector, in the politics, in this kind of leadership different that we as a world need very profoundly. So we feel very fortunate to be with you, and thank you for your attention.
Bolo Rat Gobiao. अभी लाइन ऐसी क्लियर है जो कैचिंग पावर ऐसी होंगी जो तुम चाहते हो ना मिल रही दुनिया को इंस्ट्रूमेंट बनकर दे सकता है
to have such catching power that you're able to give to the world whatever you want
headphone
आज फिर एक घंटा देंगी इसको
सो दैट ही विल सिट विद यू फॉर 1 आवर टुडे
भाई ताली भाई इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऐसा बनेगा प्रेजेंस समय दुनिया को ऐसी आत्माएं चाहिए बाबा कहेगा तू मेरा बच्चा है तू मेरे
बाबा विल से यू आर माय चाइल्ड एंड आई विल गिव यू अ सिग्नल दिस इज व्हाट यू हैव टू डू You would say, yes, he's the one who's making it happen and you're ready to do it.
Ready.
And what's the sister going to do? What do you feel you have to do from deep inside?
Well, I'm not prepared for this.
What did she say?
To share from your heart.
Bolo. Oh, nahi. Achha, theek, okay. Koi baat nahi. Pyar mein aa gayi hai. Okay. No. Don't worry. अच्छा अच्छा चल बैठो ओके कोई बात नहीं क्या कर सकता आओ आओ बतलाओ मैं ये देखती हूँ नहीं ये अच्छा लेके जाओ फिर ठीक है ओके पांच मिनट
दादी इसको एक कुछ बोलना है
कुछ क्वेश्चन है
नहीं उसको कुछ बोलना है गो
अहेड बोलो कुछ कहना है
यू वांट टू से समथिंग या गो अहेड
आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक टू से समथिंग फॉर ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ माय वाइफ नाउ इज दैट we have two children two girls and always Adriana and me discuss about the future of children and we discuss about the world that we are creating for them sometimes And I mentioned yesterday to Gopi that I really feel very strong because I know that I have a big and very, very strong support on you. And I never feel alone because I have very good friends. And I have found the strong support and knowledge about many things the world needs today. And I hope to work with you in many, many projects. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
अच्छा चलो बैठो. हाँ तुमको भी बता आओ बैठो. अच्छा मैं गोपी को क्यों बुला रही हूँ? अभी है जो परिवर्तन कोई करने चाहे ना तो बाबा एकदम तैयार बैठा है बच्चों को.
Why I am asking Gopi to share is that if someone wants to bring about that transformation, then Baba is willing to help 100-fold. So my feeling is for us to take benefit of time, and that is good wishes. So Gopi had written something, and Siddhadi wants her to share it with everyone. If anyone else wants to come and share also their own effort. And I've told you that this month especially, before Baba comes, you receive so much special help from Baba that if you really should take that benefit with an honest heart. Please the Lord with an honest heart, let the past be the past. And Baba will say, okay child, forget it, don't remember it, because I'm sitting here. So experiencing the greatness of Baba at this time, His mercy at this time. Anyone who feels that Baba, my moment of transformation has come and I'm ready in front of you.
It's very good. It's bringing surprises. Every time Daddy comes, she always carries a very powerful message for me. And I had written to Daddy yesterday, and I'll try and remember everything I had written in inspiration. She's been to London now. This is her third visit since February. And I was sharing how when she came on her first visit, she came as a doctor. And what does a doctor do? It diagnoses an illness and tells you which part of the body your illness is in. And her whole theme when she first came was look into the chit. Look into your memory track, look into that subconscious area, and that's where the seed of all illnesses arise. And for me, that gave me a focus point to understand what is it that gets in the way when I, although I have very high intentions, very high aims, but what gets in the way is what lies in the chit. And then the second visit that she came, not so long ago, she came as a surgeon. And as a surgeon, she went straight for the jugular and she exposed the tumor inside. And she said, this is what it looks like. And I remember one particular session we had with Daddy when somebody had asked Daddy the question. There are people in the world, and yes, okay, some people commit mistakes, some people commit sins, but what are the sins that a Brahmin commits? And Daddy Janki exposed every thought, every feeling that is a sin for a Brahmin. to have thoughts of self-doubt, to have thoughts of weaknesses, to have thoughts of... And it was like a very powerful mirror for me at that time, that these thoughts that I keep inside myself and think that it's okay to have them and it's okay to be like this and I'm not good enough, I'm actually committing a subtle sin and suppressing my goodness. And so really the deep feeling that she was reaching deep in the soul and extracting these tumors of useless thoughts. And then this third visit, I feel she's come as a nurse. You know, when someone's been in ICU, an intensive care unit, for a while, you need the nurse to help you with recovery and rehab. And she's doing in a checking in. She's not just left the patient. She's checking in to make sure that I'm on track and don't kind of use my old sanskaras again. But very much I'm feeling that Daddy's injecting the strength and the focus on Baba, absolute focus on Baba, to know that who is in charge here of everything. And so these were kind of three themes coming through. And I remember one time a conversation with Daddy when, you know, things happen in Brahmin life, and often our biggest obstacle in achieving what we want to achieve and becoming like Baba is our own ego. And one time I'd asked Daddy this question of, how does she do it? How does she manage to keep going and so tirelessly? And it's as if she's being moved, that, you know, she's not having to do anything. The task has doubled, everything has doubled. And Daddy's answer struck me very deeply. She said, you use your ego. Daddy doesn't use her ego. Daddy uses Baba to become like Baba. And Baba uses Daddy to enable the task to be done. And for me, that set a very powerful focus. Yes, we are on an unlimited field of service, and there may be a tendency to become task conscious, but the awareness that what's my aim and why am I doing this is to become that example and to become like Baba. And I always take a great deal of inspiration and want to learn what Daddy's secrets are of her limitless energy and unlimited tiredness. And really, it's in these two words that Daddyji reminded us of, which is a clean heart and an honest heart. That every speck of dirt inside, on any level, eventually becomes an obstacle in my path, in what I want to do and achieve outside. And so the only way is in and up. And so those were some of my inspirations that I took from Daddy. Thank you.
Or koi ani chahta hai, Ben bhai? Koi Ben ya bhai ani chahte hai? Nahi. Rakhoye mat.
Anyone else who wants to come and share, any brother or sister, by sharing something in the gathering, you receive strength. Maybe you don't have courage. Do you want to move alone just as you've been moving?
Okay.
Fine. I'm giving you one more minute, anyone to come and share. Brother, sister, one brother, one sister. If you bring about that transformation now, saying, Baba, I have your hand in my hand, and Baba says, I am with you. He says, I am your companion. With Baba's company, be a detached observer, let the past be the past. Just see the specialities and virtues of every soul and be concerned about just becoming complete with all virtues and don't have to do anything else at all. Everyone has virtues and specialities. Do not keep anyone's defects in your mind or your heart. So what should you have in your heart and mind? Just one Baba and Baba's directions. As Baba's making me move, let me just move along in that way. Even if he doesn't say, I just want to move along with him, beside him, place my steps on his footsteps. It's very simple things. If I move along in the simple way, then it will be easy for others to follow also. If I am constantly fluctuating, then what will happen of those who are behind me? This is why Baba says, be so sensible. Baba says, I'm not creating followers, but I'm making you higher than myself. I'm not asking you to follow me, but follow my directions. And whatever is the praise of the Father, people sing praise of the Father. There's no need for that, but the Father's praise should become the children's praise. This is what Baba wishes. Anyone wants to come?
बस पूरा करेंगे अभी परंतु ये चांस मिलता है
ओम शांति दादी ने बहुत अच्छी तरह से एक मौका दिया क्योंकि जब मैं यहां आने के लिए दादी जी से मिली थी मधुबन में
इंग्लिश में बोलो
ट्रांसलेशन मिल रहा है
इंग्लिश में बोला
दादी ट्रांसलेशन मिल रहा है सब
इंग्लिश में बोल रहा
हूँ ओके व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम मधुबन एंड बिफोर कमिंग आई वाज मीटिंग दादी जी एंड दादी जी हैज गिवन मी अ वेरी क्लियर डायरेक्शन दैट बिफोर गोइंग टू यूएस यू हैव टू कम टू लंदन फॉर वन वीक सो एट दैट टाइम आई डिडंट थिंक इन दिस डायरेक्शन दैट दिस विल बी something very special, extra moments of realization will be for me. And my aim was mainly to study, and I was invited for scholarship, and other was PhD. But I was thinking what to write because it was mainly on Brahma Kumaris and universal human values. But I think Dadiji has given me a very, very clear, you know, instructions. Actually, before doing that PhD, I have to also start PhD within myself. That is the research, and Dadiji has given me that day a very clear, you know, inspiration that we have to go within first and checking very, very deeply. We have to check. Sometimes in Madhuban, as Dadi is saying, we become sometimes busy. We attend classes, and sometimes we do bhatti also. But then, you know, you feel like few things you wanted to get rid. You are in some percentage, you are successful, but little things, you know, as Dadiji said, very, very subtle. So I feel from last 5 days, meeting Dadiji and listening to Dadiji is just like, you know, checking, doing research and checking yourself very, very deeply and becoming very, very light and catching the inspiration of Baba. So I'm feeling very lucky. I thought that sometimes it is not happening in Madhuban. Of course it is happening in that way, but now it is becoming very, very strong, and now I can understand why Dadiji is coming again and again to London, you know, inspiring everybody and giving power. So I thanking Dadiji for inspiring me deeply. So then, and the one thing which I really got strengthened here, which Dadiji said, past is past, and the Dadi is that class, forgive and forget. And Dadiji has given in such a subtle way that, you know, this point really given me a lot of realization. If we really forgive others from our deeper heart, then only that person is going to forgive me. If not, I'm not forgiving, then that person is not going to forgive. So this was a really deeper research and realization. Thank you, Dadi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. always the karma is always shaking and nervous. And this time, Baba Trudhari keep on inspiring, so I say, I have to come out to say. Anyhow, thanks a lot to be here in London now. It's more than 2 over years. And I would have to say, I'm very, very fortunate that Baba Trudhari called me to be here and break so much of the body consciousness, especially in the work-wise, you know, that it just let me go. Because in Malaysia, I was working as a sport massage therapist and working with a lot of rich people and minister, ex-minister, even the prime minister before he was a prime minister, ex-deputy prime minister. But from here, Baba just strip and strip and strip and bring me down to the earth and build back my foundation again. I really have to thank Baba and thank Study to call me here. And everything is working through if you just open your heart and surrender to Baba and just follow what Daddy is guiding. I remember the first time I didn't listen to Daddy's advice, that was 1983. Daddy said, don't go back to Asia. I mean, I was spiritual birth in Switzerland. Don't go back to Asia. Maya will swallow you. At that time, I was very new, just a few months in Gyan. I don't believe that. What is Maya? I was so intoxicated. Really? Maya swallow after a few years. You know? As what Daddy have shared just now, no, don't see the weakness. Don't see the weakness. Don't go into any other business. Just pay attention, study, and enjoy yourself. But Maya make you see the weakness, little thing from others, especially when you live with Brahmins. Live in center and know nothing about anything. And Maya just come out. Anyhow, now this time Daddy called me, and then I say yes, but inside still fighting. Maya said, fight with Daddy, fight it. No, yes. But at last, I'm here. And I can see over these 2 years benefit. For the many, many years that I've lost, I've really gained a lot. And really, I've now learned how to do little thing and be happy. Arrange the chair, do night duty. Now night duty to me is heaven. It's paradise, not suffering. It's enjoying every moment, you know. Especially with no one to play that role. That is the best, you see. So beautiful. And now I'm overcoming the sleeping problem. That I say, keep silent. And I remain silent. Anything come, just be silent and detach. And then I can rest. Same thing, the problem, the noise of the police car, ding-dong, ambulance, and then all the fire station. But I don't hear it now. It go inside here and it go out. It wake me, I just open and then... So the beauty. So I enjoy now very, very much here and to be with a big family. And I really see every one of you give so much fragrance. Of course, sometimes you say something different which I don't understand or a little bit irritation, but very fast, I don't want to be in sorrow. I want to be in happy. This is why I'm here. So I give it to Baba. Give it to Baba. I have to say thanks a lot. And now Daddy keep on coming back. So much fortunate I have, Daddy. You know, in Madhuban, to see Daddy so difficult. So many people to see Daddy. I want to go near the car. Block, cannot go. Daddy, so difficult. Here, take almond, shake Daddy's hand, take Tristi, Amrit Vera. Bye-bye. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, the family. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shanti.
तो प्रतिभा बहन भी आओ दो मिनट मिलो सबसे अच्छा बैठ जाओ
हाँ about a month ago I wrote you Daddy a letter in the email which I don't usually do because I had a strong pull to just be in your company and receive this powerful inspiration. But I knew that I missed you because
I didn't come to the European teachers retreat, but to the youth retreat. And so I knew, okay, this is the benefit in the drama, and I have to take this subtle support and just create this very strong connection with Baba. And then I heard that Daddy is coming. So I understood it was a pure desire in my heart. And yesterday you clarified something for me, that sometimes I wasn't sure what is meant by honesty, because I can get a bit confused with myself. And then you said that honesty is to have pure desire, that when the heart has pure desire, and I often experience that, that I just have the really, just the pure desire, the thought that I want to achieve something even if I can't see myself there. And then it's Baba's magic. So my inspiration now is, I also saw in the past few days how it is attachment and some form of liking something that distances me from Baba. And my aim is to take everything from Baba now and to feel that closeness. So I'm checking this honesty and cleanliness in checking the desires in my heart. Asi from Israel, going back to Israel tomorrow.
Om Shanti. For those who do not know me, I'm Sister Pratibha from Kenya, Africa, and have been with Baba for the last 34 years, ever since service in Africa started. And I'm on my way to Poland to conduct a Brahmin retreat. But it's always so wonderful to pass by London and meet the family here. It's been a long time, it's been 2 years I haven't been. But it's always like we've met one another, because Madhubani is of a confluence age. Recently, service in Africa has just expanded tremendously, and we are all over Africa. And we have two things. One is a lot of pleasure and happiness in service, but the other thing is also challenges. But confluence age, Baba's support actually doesn't even let us feel that we are going through all these challenges, and wonderful experiences are there. But I was just sharing with the family in Nairobi, that the new field of Serve Africa is so challenging, because the countries are quite broken from the previous countries of service. And in this field, we have to be very, very careful. One is, of course, we want to bring new souls to Baba and connect them to Baba. So we have to do that service, the service of sound and action and all that. But the other service is that before you go to that field, you have to serve yourself. And you really have to have a very clear checking, how much tapasya do I have, and how much self, self-development I have, self-attention I have, because that's the only dharana which would help you in this difficult field. Of course, Dadi always mentions nothing is difficult, but this is Iron Age, and that's the situation. If I go into the depth and expansion of what the facilities are, you would know that it is difficult. But it really helps us, because we have to have self-focus. And the third service is the instrument souls who are based there. They also need a lot of enthusiasm and strength to carry on with that field. And so every now and then, we need to actually go and, you know, rejuvenate them, or recharge them also. It's not a joke. And so it's a wonderful field to work in confluence age. And one dharana which I have created for a couple of years now is that this is my last moment. Last moment means wherever I go, I want to keep myself ever ready. I need to do service in such a way that, for example, if I am talking or interacting with someone, I only want to leave impressions which I want to carry on, you know, not something which would haunt me or trouble me or create waste thoughts and feelings. And so it's such a lovely feeling, although it's not maybe the last moment, but it's like keeping yourself ever ready. And that's a wonderful feeling. It's a very light feeling. I just arrived a day ago, and I'm very happy that Dadi is here when I'm here. So that's like, you know, a lot of fragrance in the visit, but a lot of love and remembrance from Africa to the family here. Om Shanti.
Okay.